Weekend Breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
Let's grab our popcorn and go to the movies now with Gail Edmonds. Good morning, Gail.
Hi, Nicholas. Yes, we are doing Promising Young Woman, which is one of the movies that I've been looking forward to seeing for a while now. And it is a really interesting film. It's Emerald Fennell, who, if you've watched Killing Eve, she's the writer of that TV show. And she also wrote The Crown and stars as Camilla Parker Bowles in The Crown. She writes and directs this film, which Carrie Mulligan is actually fantastic as the lead character, Cassie. In the trailer, so I'm not giving too much away, it's quite difficult to talk about it without, you know, I don't want to hit any spoilers, but Carrie Mulligan's character, Cassie, is, you realize that something terrible's happened. She works in a coffee shop by day, and on the weekend she goes to bars, and you see her in the opening scene where she's sitting in a bar looking absolutely wasted, and she and some helpful, nice guy comes over to offer to give her a hand home. But, of course, he's not quite as nice as he thinks he is. And he decides that because she's so drunk, he'll take her home. And she sort of teaches him a lesson. And that seems to be what's going on here. It's painted all in sort of pop and pastel colors. It's very, it switches genres. So it starts off as sort of a revenge thriller. There's a moment where you ask yourself, well, she sort of asked out on a date by a guy who seems like a really nice guy who she was at school with. And so begins a sort of rom-com section of the film. And it's quite interesting because it keeps you on your toes because you're not quite sure what's going on. You're not quite sure which direction it's going to take. Is it going to be about retribution? So it's actually fascinating. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it's got this underlying sort of sense of tragedy to it. But it's got on top of it sort of overlaid with sort of Britney Spears pop songs and this sort of strange... It's got a lovely supporting cast with Jennifer Coolidge and Clancy Brown as Cassie's parents, who are completely confused about why their sort of medical school daughter is now sort of living still at home. And one very hilarious moment is when it's her birthday and she opens up her present and it's a suitcase. Obviously, they're inviting her to, you know, move out. So I think that it's one of those movies that I expect will get some Oscar buzz. I'm expecting it. Carrie Mulligan as Cassie is absolutely superb. You know, she was nominated for an Oscar previously for An Education, which was also a magnificent film. And she more recently, I felt like I hadn't seen her in a while, but she was in Suffragette and she was in The Great Gatsby. And this is a lovely addition to her sort of CV. And I expect her to get an Oscar Globe nomination. I know it's been pushed out a few months, but I do think she's likely to get one. And I'm guessing that Emerald Fennell will get for writer at least, if not director as well. The film is it's hard to talk about because it's got so many sort of gut punches in it that it would be a shame to sort of spoil for people. But if you are going out to the movies, which are very sanitized and safe, it is well worth this one. It's definitely worth it. It kind of asks the question, and it sort of is a take on the whole, on rape culture, on the Me Too sort of... how do we change the way people behave and how do we make people have the conversations they need to have? So it's quite, I think it's well worth watching, and it's also very enjoyable and well put together. It doesn't feel like a lecture, although there are elements of that occasionally.
Well, it's good to see that in many ways, you know, art imitating life and life imitating art, that there is such an important message that comes through. Besides Promising Young Woman, what else are we looking forward to in 2021, the first couple of months, Gail?
Oh, well, you know, it's a bit tricky. They've done a remake of David Copperfield with Dev Patel, which I'm looking forward to. It was on the schedule. It's moved. It's a bit of a moving target at the moment. And then there's, of course, Black Widow and the long-awaited now, very long-awaited, new Bond movie. So there are a few things on the horizon. There's a couple more of the Marvel ones coming. I'm not sure when. They are slated for this year, like The Eternals, which I'm looking forward to. But as I say, it's a bit of a moving target. And like this one, for example, launched on streaming overseas and in Britain. And here it's at the movies because obviously we're still able to go. And so it is tricky to know, but there are a few good films coming. I am looking forward to the David Copperfield because I do like Charles Dickens. And it'd be interesting to see how they've redone it because sort of not in the expected BBC style, if you know what I mean. And then obviously Black Widow, which is the big Marvel of the year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Black Widow myself. And that Bond film, do you think that that's the end of Daniel Craig?
I suspect it probably is. I'm sure he's had enough now. I think he'd had enough a couple of movies ago already. So I think, yes, I think this is probably this is probably the end of Daniel Craig, which, of course, always makes for a fun time while we all decide who we would like to be Bond.
Idris Elba. Idris Elba.
Yes, we agree. We agree on that for sure, Nick. I would definitely like to see Idris Elba do Bond.
Gail Edmonds, always a pleasure, our movie critic, chatting to us about promising young women and movies that we can look forward to in 2021. What's your take on the Bond? Could you imagine Idris Elba? And the guy already played Nelson Mandela. James Bond should be pretty damn easy, right? I don't know. I see, or maybe, I don't know, I might just be misinterpreting her body language, but CM Tunde on the other side of the studio was nodding her head there. Maybe he's an Idris Elba fan. Who knows? Might like his smile.